This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ed Bolin. He is President and CEO of National Business Aviation Association and a strong opponent of any notion of ATC privatization. And perhaps not a surprise that this was included in the Trump budget, but maybe we can just go over what's in the budget and how NBAA is reacting to it.
Well, first of all, this was not a full budget. This is what's known as a, quote, skinny budget. So there's not a lot of detail with it, other than we know that the president does include a line that says that they would initiate a multi-year reauthorization proposal to shift the air traffic control function of the FAA to an independent non-governmental organization. You know, this has been something that big airlines have pushed in Washington, D.C. for over 20 years. And it's something that when it first came up, some of the startup carriers that were trying to compete with the airlines really were concerned about, because they said what the airlines are really pushing for is economic control, economic power, and economic domination. They said that the big airlines literally wanted to run the air traffic control system for their benefit and everybody else's detriment. Russ, when you kind of go fast forward 20 years, you see it's a lot of those same airlines continuing to make the push. What we have with our nation's air traffic control system is the largest, the safest, the most efficient, the most complex, and the most diverse system in the world. The idea that we would take this natural monopoly and put it beyond the reach of the public's elected representatives, effectively give it control of to the airlines, is really a concerning proposition. And so it's something that not just NBAA, but the whole general aviation community has expressed a lot of concern about for a very long time.
But the argument will be made that other countries have done it and the sky has not fallen. How do you counter those assertions?
Well, we haven't seen anywhere that it has been done, that it has worked out particularly well. For example, where it has been done in Australia, you see that commercial operations are given priority over non-commercial operations. So a lot of times there you will have a non-commercial flight, what we know as a Part 91 flight, wait on a tarmac for 3-4 hours. Trying to get into the flow with the commercial traffic. The United Kingdom is a famous example where they privatized the air traffic control system, said it was beyond the reach of government, didn't want any government interference until the economic turndown happened, at which point they went running back to the UK government and asked for a huge bailout. So it's not something that we in the United States think is worthy of imitation. What we have in the United States is by far the largest air transportation system, and gosh, almost 70% of the general aviation traffic. There's nowhere else even close to that. There's nowhere close to the complexity of, say, the New York airspace and the significant capacity challenges we have there. So I don't really see that this is a situation where a major chain looks at a local pushcart dealer and says, "Hey, we ought to follow the efficiencies of the pushcart salesman." We're running something much larger, much more complex, and while there is room for improvement in anything anyone does, I don't think just simply turning the system over to the airlines is the right answer here.
Okay, well, with NBAA, it's control and access. With some of the other groups, it's about user fees. Is it enough, or is there momentum behind this, and is it a more serious threat than it has been before?
Well, this is something that the airlines have been putting a lot of time and a lot of dollars behind for years. Every time that it has come up, our community has closed ranks and has worked hard with not just the general aviation community, but others who've expressed longstanding concerns with this proposal. I saw a poll recently that said, by a majority of over 2-1, Americans oppose privatization of the air traffic control system. I know recently a number of mayors, I think it was over 100 mayors from all 50 states, wrote and expressed opposition to this idea. It's something that a lot of people are very, very concerned about. The airlines, are a big special interest, and they've got a lot of money, and they've pushed it for a long time. But the general aviation community, those concerned about, mid-sized towns and small communities, a number of consumer groups have always come together. We've had conservative and liberal think tanks opposed to this idea. So it's a situation where a number of people are very skeptical about turning over the public's airspace to a group like the airlines, which historically have not demonstrated a lot of concern for things like, enhancing the capacity of the system.
Okay, what are you asking your members to do?
Well, we'll be asking our members to be involved in the political process, to make sure that their elected representatives know how important this issue is to the U.S. transportation system and the U.S. economy. General aviation is a significant contributor to our economy. We've got over $200 billion impact, and we employ over 1 million people. So it is significant, and there are just so many communities all over the United States where large employers need to have general aviation for access to airport for access to the marketplace. And so, we think we've got a very strong case to make. We think we've got right on our side, and we need to make sure that everybody who's part of our community makes their voice heard. And there are lots of ways to do it, lots of easy ways to do it. And we're going to be encouraging them to do just that.
Well, we'll be watching it with interest to see how it all unfolds. Ed, thanks very much for your time today. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.